Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be set up to stream the show. And, of course, find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, on Facebook. And check out all the great videos and stories. You got to see the octopus. Must-see video. It is extraordinary. And, hey, it is the second Sunday of the month, and we are back on correct schedule. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. So that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. And they are here just waiting to hear from you to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And by the way, it's tough to say. I can't remember if you guys were around when I read, but I think it was after the last show that you did. You know, one of our regular callers, Diane. Well, she checked with her chiropractor. And her chiropractor said, hey, dancing at home is one of the best exercises you could do for your back and your spine. So he has personally okayed the Love Train and says the best thing we can all do. And so now Diane's on board, So this is, you know, chiropractor recommended.
All right, there we go.
It's the best. Dancing is the best exercise that you can do at home. You don't need any equipment. Just dance around.
That's right.
There you go. All righty. Now, I believe that we were in the middle of something, weren't we, when we timed out for a Love Train?
And so, before we head back there, just want to remind people that if you want to get in line to speak with Nels and Linda, get a free remote treatment for you or your animal, our phone number is 425-373-5527. We also got a toll-free number, 888-298-5569.
Remember the one. And hey, we are headed back to Seattle. And Bettina, welcome back to Animal World. Still with us?
Yes, I am.
All righty. So let's see. Bettina, we started with her at the end of the last hour. If you weren't here, we're talking about three dogs that she has. And apparently she's fostered a dog and then placed it, got returned. She found a new home for it. Just got returned again after 4 years because of a new baby and stuff. And they didn't call Aunt Martha, who probably could have helped them solve the problem, and it's really bad. Anyway, so Dr. Nels, you worked on Mocha, the returnee.
Right.
And of course, Luna and Skeeter's noses are a little out of joint because Luna came back. So we talked a little bit about that. Did you finish up with Mocha?
I finished up with Mocha, and I moved on to Luna.
Okay.
And got Luna balanced. So Skeeter is left.
Okay, so you got to do Skeeter now. Do you need more information to connect?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, you're good.
I'll do some tune-up on Skeeter, but maybe we ought to get Linda going.
I was
going to
say that means it must be Linda's turn. So, Bettina, are you ready to connect with Linda here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Linda, take it away.
Hi, Bettina.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm just going to invite you to think about this whole situation with the dog coming back and how the other dogs are handling it. Just with that in your mind, just notice how you feel and just how this whole situation is affecting you in your life right now. Just let that be in your mind.
Looks like Nels says you've got a connection good with Skeeter.
And then go ahead and set that aside and focus on the feeling of cherish.
I'm sorry, focus on the feeling of?
Cherish.
Cherish, okay.
And the number two. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking cherish, too.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're taking a deep breath and holding it, thinking cherish, and the number two. Then whenever you need to release that breath, free to do so, replace it whenever you need to. Thinking cherish and the number. Nels is still working on somebody, so that's where I think.
Yeah, we got Skeeter just finished tuned up. Skeeter.
All right.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward. We're just stretching the back of your neck a little bit and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then go back to thinking about this situation. You've got all three dogs together, how you feel about it, how it's affecting you. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of cherish.
I embrace the feeling of cherish. And then my homework for you is just whenever Mocha comes close to Luna or Skeeter, you have a little treat party.
Okay.
Oh, boy, your sister's home. Remind them there's power in numbers, and by bringing her back in the fold, that they are more powerful. Okay?
Great.
So you got the right sales pitch. You can convince dogs of anything. Cats, not necessarily so much, but the right sales pitch with dogs always works. So just cut Skeeter and Luna off a little bit, and all the good stuff happens when Luna comes around.
When
Mocha comes around, it's woohoo! Our friend is home. We get treats. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you all so much. Have a beautiful day.
You're wonderful. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, so where are we, Nathan? Do we have anybody else on the phone? Or
they're completely open. That means you get a fast pass to the show when you call in.
Yep, so if you are interested in getting a free remote treatment with Dr. Nils Rasmussen or Linda Rasmussen, feel free to give us a call. Local numbers 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. You can also shoot us email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We're not asking for pictures today just because our TV's screwed up, but it's just kind of fuzzy and weird, and we found out when we love trained that it makes the lasers better. So we have better lasers.
Your black lab is going to look more like Irish green lab if you
want. Anyway, so you don't need to send us pictures today. But while we have a few minutes, Linda, tell us, get us started. Just take us to Egypt.
Yeah, so Egypt.
It took you 24 hours just to make the trip.
Yeah, and so, of course, one is tired when they get there. But, you know, there's nothing like going down a freeway and seeing a bunch of pyramids to really know that you're in Egypt.
And wake you up. Whoa, yeah.
So there's just a great specialness in being in a place with such ancient and amazing wonders. And so my trip encompassed several days in Cairo to see the Sphinx and to go inside the Great Pyramid and actually have time to be in quiet meditation.
Got to go inside the pyramid and meditate? Ooh,
this was sacred travel, so it was designed to give us
access
when the rest of the public was not in some of these really special spaces. And what that meant was I had the opportunity to experience all kind of energy as it, you know, is present in me and in the environment, and a lot of really strong chakra activations depending on where we were. Like at the Sphinx, the third eye activation, just lots of like, whoa, what's going on there? My head was just like,
wow,
percolating at the third eye. So, and of course, the really interesting thing about these monuments and temples and we still, even there's lots of theories, and some of it is fairly solid based on what people have found, others maybe less so, but there's no actual documentation on lots of things about these ancient sites. So it's a mystery, and if you like mysteries, Egypt is a great place. And I also got to spend 6 days on a boat on the Nile, and most boats on the Nile are great big cruise ships, and the boat I was on was a little low to the water boat that had, I think, probably 9 or 10 little staterooms. Mm-hmm. Very normal, not plush or anything, but just really comfortable. Family style eating at one great big table. It was just my 13 person tour group on the boat with the crew and our tour operator. And just really wonderful. It's like your hotel is sailing up the Nile, and then you put into a port, and then you're all of a sudden seeing more temples. And so it was an awesome experience, really.
Sounds fun. Wonderful. And you said you can't wait to go back.
I can't wait to go back. I really loved Egypt. I wanted to go, very strongly, and I just didn't know. I've traveled some other places, and I don't have that same sense of I must get back there. So, it really spoke to me. And, of course, even on a two-week trip, you can only see so much. And Egypt is not only has so many places, but even the places that are gone back to over and over again by this tour are different each time because excavation continues. So there were whole new area open showing 7 doors within doors, which are the 7 gates to heaven at the Karnak temple. And in the adjacent room that had just been excavated, there were the 7 keys of life to get you into the doors of heaven.
Oh, wow.
Just really
that's
beautiful.
Amazing. There's still excavation
all
and discovering going on. Wow.
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
so it's not static. It's changing all the time. And so that's another really beautiful thing about traveling to Egypt. It's going to be
all right, I got 2 quick questions because then we got to take care of advertisers. But, you know, you always, when I think of Egypt and often the pyramids, I get a picture of a cat. You know, because there were, did you see many cats?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's funny. At the pyramids, actually, there were dogs. When we came out of the Great Pyramid, we got all these little barking Egyptian dogs running down the sides of the pyramid, and they were so friendly, and they looked very healthy. Where I saw the most cats was at the Temple of Isis on Philae. And we had a long meditation in that altar area, and we opened our eyes. There was a little gray kitten sitting there. And when we went outside, there were probably 20 cats.
Wow.
All really gentle, healthy, very friendly.
Wow. All right. And then last question. I wonder about how you felt about all the traveling. Did you feel safe throughout that? What was going on with masking and protocol and in different areas? I mean, kind of how was that?
Yeah. So, masking wise, basically Egypt is very firm that all the people who are working in the travel industry, and the hospitality industry are wearing masks. So the staff are all masked.
Okay.
They are not making that requirement of the guests.
So some were, some weren't, depending on personal choice and that sort of thing.
And they do want you to be vaccinated to come into the country or have proof that you
So did you have, you had to prove you were vaccinated to get into Egypt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
okay.
I didn't need a test. They had just changed
okay.
it
Okay, so
that
no
way.
Test, but you just needed proof of vaccine.
Yeah.
And so did you feel safe throughout your travels?
I did. I did totally. I realized I was
Because I know there are a lot of people thinking, you know, is it? But you felt comfortable.
Yeah, I felt really comfortable. And, of course, I'm living in my own little travel tour bubble, so it's not like, you know, I'm just anywhere, but
so you didn't throw caution to the wind. You were careful in how you set it up, and made sure. Excellent. But it sounds like you had a very safe trip. And it was wonderful. And so you'd be okay with traveling again. And of course, you'd love to go back to Egypt.
Yeah,
wonderful. Maybe
absolutely.
Put me in your space next time. Sounds great. So we need to take care of advertisers. But Nathan disappeared. Do we have callers waiting?
We'll be taking a call from Diane in Bellevue when we return.
Oh, she must have heard me talking about her, huh? All righty. So Diane, you hang tight. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we will go back to the phones. And if you would like to join Diane and have free treatments, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Hey!
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Now, let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements. And remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. And you can check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. Best cat vitamins on the planet, the New Pro Nuggets. And the dog supplements, the powder is so good for the skin and coat. Hip and joint helps, and my gosh, does it restore an incredibly gorgeous coat. Did I tell you, Robbie blew his old coat, this last year with all the stress that, you know, the flood in my house and us having to live in a trailer. Well, he blew his whole coat, so I had to put him back on NuPro, and man, he's back to carpeting the planet with beautiful golden retriever hair again. So check him out, NuProSupplements.com, and Whispering Dragon Center. Jude is open for business in a couple days a week now. If so, you would like to experience the gongs and harmonic energy shifting and sound healing, she can do acupuncture. I find the acutonics with the forks even more powerful than acupuncture. And gentle chiropractic. You don't ever have to be cracked again. And I'll tell you, it makes a huge difference. In the longevity of how you stay and balance that way. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. All righty then. Before we go to the phones, we're going back to Egypt. There was some little hints dropped during the break that you guys need to hear about, and I want to know about. So let's talk food. What do they eat in Egypt? So how is it?
They have delicious food. They have a really wonderful array of vegetables, like tomatoes, cucumbers. That, you know, they do a lot of agriculture there. They also use a lot of eggplant, a lot of garbanzo beans, fava beans, quinoa, and tahini. Oh, if you like that sesame seed paste, tahini, they just have big bowls of it, hummus, flatbreads. And they are really into grilling meats. So there was lots of grilled chicken, lamb, beef. They really like their fresh fruits. I just found their, what I would call a normal Egyptian diet, but on probably, pumped up for guests. Really delicious and healthy. Yeah.
And did you say you were gifted some of the incredible spices use for grilling?
Yeah. One day we went to the spice shop where you literally get like a show, sort of like if you went to a fashion place and they paraded garments in front of you.
Right. They parade spices?
They paraded big glass containers that had fresh spices in them and just would explain what it was, then have you smell it. And of course, I left there with a great many spices. And one of the gifts that they gave me for being such a good customer was a wonderful grilling mix, which I gifted to Nels because I'm not somebody who knows how to do that kind of thing.
So you gave the grilling mix of spices to brother Dr. Nels.
Yeah, because his Martha is a great cook.
Not to be confused with this Martha, who is not a great cook, but Dr. Nels' Martha is apparently a really good cook,
right? She's a really good cook.
So you handed those spices over, and so what happened? Did you try them?
Yeah. I took the initiative and grabbed a rack of lamb out of the freezer, saving for a special occasion.
Yeah.
And we got that thawed out, and then we rubbed it with the special grilling spice blend. And it was too rainy to put it in my barbecue, so we did it in the oven, and we just roasted. Well, actually, we kind of lightly roasted it a little bit. I can't remember. It's a special technique that Mark uses.
Yeah, only really good cooks know how to do it, probably.
Yeah, basically, you finish up with 450 degrees, so it really crispies the outside, and the inside is still, very tender. And, oh, man, those out-of-the-world spices that are there. My wife knows so many herbs and spices just by taste. She can tell you, she can take a bite of something and tell you what's in it, right?
Uh-huh.
She's eating this going, I have no idea what some of these flavors are.
So that's amazing. So even with a very experienced palate that recognizes spices, Martha said, I've never tasted these things.
Yeah, there was some.
How cool is that?
I hadn't tasted them either, but she was like, she's analyzing it, trying to figure out what these things are. And she says, I don't know what some of these are. These are great.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a lot of blends of spices. Like, I bought a cumin from them that wasn't just cumin. It was cumin plus three other things. So it's sort of like cumin plus, and it's a really delicious. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we all have to go to Egypt to get our spices from now on, huh?
Mm. I'm going to have to, you know, see if they can sell them over the internet and send them via slow boat or something.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, well, that's great. Okay, so I guess we can get back to the show, huh? Yeah. And we are going to head to Bellevue, I believe, and her ears must have been ringing. Diane, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda.
Oh, thank you. And I didn't even hear my name there. I must have been on the phone with Nathan when that was going on.
Well, I guess I was just telling everybody that you told us that your chiropractor told you that dancing at home is a great exercise for your spine and back and all of that. So I said, according, this is a prescription from Diane's chiropractor.
Yes, I joined in so I can tell him that I did my homework.
Yeah, cool. All right. So,
making me really hungry. I need that sesame tahini taste now.
No, I know. Didn't that sound wonderful? And those great spices and everything. And
garbanzo beans and all those good things. Mm-hmm. Yum.
Yeah. So now I'll go have. I've never seen an Egyptian restaurant.
I don't think I have either.
I'm not sure if there's any around here or not. There, you know, I would imagine there are quite a few around the United States, but I'm not sure about the Seattle area.
Yeah, okay.
Probably one on every street corner over there in Egypt.
There's
great food in Egypt, yeah.
We didn't talk about the culture and the cities and all of that. If we have more time free, we can talk more. But anyway, Diane, you calling in about yourself, kitties, everybody? What's going on?
Well, today I'm calling about myself. I need to be reset.
Okay.
Going on in my life and trying to decide if I'm going to travel and who's going to pick me up and all that stuff, and it's stressing me out.
Yeah, well, did you hear me talking? I was asking Linda how she felt about traveling, and did you hear what she had to say, that she really felt safe and comfortable?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not about the COVID or anything.
Oh, like, okay, okay.
I feel perfectly safe about that.
All right, so you're good with that. Anyway, we don't really need to know, because we know that Dr. Nels and Linda, they don't diagnose or treat. Mm-hmm. And they really don't need to know what's going on. That's more for our all benefit, that we can follow along. Mm-hmm. They just tune into your body and help your body balance itself. But what I forgot to mention, and I want to mention, when Linda starts working on Diane, and when she's working on people throughout the show, know that you can just tune in and go along with it too. Mm-hmm. Because this is energetic, and there's a surrogate type healing sort of thing. So if you tune into the vibration, you can get the same healing going on. Isn't that right, guys?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I just recently got a comment on my Spiritual Pet Connection group.
Oh, what'd they say?
From a woman who was listening to my other show.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I couldn't get in, so I just followed along with this other woman's thing that you were doing about not feeling good enough. It's like, wow. She was totally thrilled that it turned her around to get a surrogate healing without even being on them with us.
Right. And so that happens. And when he's talking about the other show, you know, you can stay tuned today. You can hear the other show, because the other show is Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets, you know, with Robin Alexis and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And it airs live on Wednesdays from noon to 1 p.m. in our time zone. And but there's an encore presentation following Animal World every Sunday. So you can hear Dr. Nels. You can just stay tuned and listen to Dr. Nels for another hour. And on that show or this show, it doesn't matter where, you know, he or Linda are working. This is energetic in nature, and
you can get a healing from an archived version.
Yeah, you can pull up the archived version and listen. If you're the one who it was done for, you can get a redo. If it wasn't, you can just tune in and go along, and it works.
Yeah.
All right. So, Diane, you're in Linda's hands now.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Diane.
Hello. And I do second that. I do that on the shows as well, and I feel like I receive healing from other people as well. It helps very much.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And just so you know, Linda, it's kind of a sad occasion that I'm traveling on, if that helps you.
Okay.
And all right. So, just trying to find travel arrangements and being picked up and taken back to airports because it's kind of out in a rural area.
Okay.
I need to go, and it's all the way across the country. So,
yeah, let's have you imagine, and I'm sorry that it's a sad occasion. Let's have you imagine that you have decided that you are taking this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to create in your mind the image of everything is going perfectly. So we're not going to, in this moment, know how it's going to, you know, be put into place. We're just going to have you finding yourself being received at the end of your travels, and everything, you know, you're being received in the way you want in terms of transportation, help
mm-hmm.
with luggage. Just let yourself be with that. Let yourself feel yourself being transported to the place that you're going to. And it's
mm-hmm.
been a really good trip. And just holding all of that in your mind right now and noticing the way you feel as you think about how wonderful it is that you are receiving all this perfect help and transportation, even though this is a sad event, that this is, you're being embraced with all of this support.
Okay.
Okay, so then we're going to set all of that aside, and I'm going to have you put your thoughts on the word destruction. You're thinking destruction.
Okay.
And then we're going to replace that word.
Okay.
All right, see you. And we're going to replace that with the feeling of accepting, the feeling of accepting, and the number two. And your eyes are closed, just looking straight ahead as you think accepting. And the meaning is, I accept. Closed eyes are straight ahead. And I'm going to have you do some square breathing, if you know how to do that. And if you don't, just do some very slow deep breathing in and out as you think.
Diane, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead, doing slow, deep, and thinking accepting. Accepting is a powerful word.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Diane. And with your eyes open, just let your head gently tip forward, then raise your head. And then just go back to the scenario we created where everything's going perfectly. You're arriving, everything's working out, and you're being fully supported in this transportation. And that is complete. And your affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of accepting.
I embrace the feeling of accepting. All right, Diane, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling better, and the word destruction was really the place I was in, so thank you for replacing that.
Well, and that's why I said, you know, accepting is a powerful word, because mm-hmm. often that is the first step in our own personal healing,
right.
is accepting where we are and what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because accepting where you are is what then opens the door to move forward or upward, onward, whatever. Do y'all, you agree with that?
Absolutely. I, you mm-hmm. know, one of my favorite words to use is perfection. And it implies that you accept that what is perfect.
Yeah. All right, Diane. So have a nice Sunday afternoon. And gosh, we'll be thinking about you and holding you in our prayers, and that the trip all works out perfectly as intended.
Thank you all so much.
All right.
Have
bless
a wonderful
you.
Day.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. I think we have open phone lines, and that means it's your turn to pick up your phone. Give us a call. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And for the moment, stay right where you are. We're going to take care of our advertisers. And, of course, it is the most important part of the show. Without, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Get
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh, there's that rooster crowing. I think it's kind of like the Red Robin, and so hopefully you're all up and going. And let's see, we heard who did we hear from? We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. Now, you can check out her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And know that she does work out of the Intraspace facility that's in the old Rainier Brewery. So if you would like to work with Linda in person, you can see her at the brewery at the Intraspace facility. She also works remotely. And she's still being a crazy woman because she's offering a free introductory session to any of you that ask. So all you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and you can have a free session with her. You can also call us and get a free session here, and then you can have a double whammy. You can get another free session from Linda off the air. So you ought to take advantage of this. And the number to call is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And call or text works on that phone, and just let her know you'd like to schedule a free session, and she will fix you right up. And let's see, we also heard, Animal World, and if you are do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we got great rates, and you get links on the website and interview on the show. So if you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just call me. Not now, I'm on the radio, but after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty, while we're waiting for you guys to get to your phones, I have a few things to mention here. The first thing I want to remind you is to be paying attention about fleas, okay? Because there can be weird things that happen. You know, when the temperature gets consistently above 50 degrees outside is when stuff that's in the dirt and the grass and the ground, are larvae and eggs, that's when they start hatching. But it has to stay consistently above 50 for that to continue. Well, last week it got to be 74 at my house. So I've experienced this in years past. You can have a little spike of fleas for a short period of time because it opens up, it gets warm enough, long enough for them to hatch a bit, okay, and then it gets cold again. So you might get a flea in a few times, so you want to be checking, you know, flea combing those dogs and cats. If you're like me and don't want to put all that chemical stuff on them, you know, to the spot on stuff, I just won't use those in the absolutely necessary. I take care of it in more natural ways. But, you know, you have to pay better attention that way. So just pay attention because you can get a spike for a minute and then it can go away for a while, which is where we're in right now. The other thing I want to remind you of, it's spring, okay? And that means the boys in dog and cat suits, you know, get a little spring fever, and especially in kitty suits. Even if they're neutered, they get spring fever. So if you have indoor-only kitties or kitties that you say let in your yard, no, they never leave the yard or anything like that, you need to pay attention now because now's the time where even if they're neutered, they may have a desire to get out there in spring fever. So batten down the hatches a little bit and make sure that you're keeping your, you know, your kitty friends in and safe. And you can always do what I did years and years and years ago, which is do a catio or a cat run. I'll tell you, it solved all the problems for me and my cats, all the door darters, the ones I had to put, you know, their walking jackets on. You know, for years I would tell you how I walked the cats and how to train them on leash and all that. And then I started building catios and cat runs at my places. And I haven't had a cat even think about darting out a door ever since. So it's a great idea if you can do that. But pay attention because it's spring. And then I want to remind you, what day is today? Palm Sunday. What does that mean for next Sunday? It means it's Easter Sunday. All right. And this is Aunt Martha putting her foot down. Don't you even dare thinking about going out and getting baby bunnies or chicks for your kids or something to celebrate Easter. If they're alive in bunny and chick suits, they are not pets. Okay? And rabbits breed like rabbits. And you need, if now there's nothing, rabbits can be wonderful household companions. But you need to know, you know, they live 8 to 10 years. You need to spay and neuter them to be successful with them. You have to feed them properly so they wear down their teeth right. And, you know, it takes some responsibility. And unless you know how to do city chickens and stuff and you're going to raise those chicks and that so they live a good life with you, we don't want those at your house either. Get the marshmallow ones and eat them. Okay? But no baby chicks and no baby bunnies just for fun. Did I tell you that because I'm since we don't have anybody on the phone, right? All right, then you get my Easter bunny story. Get your Kleenex out. Okay, so I grew up in Laurelhurst in the city, you know, with my parents. And it was my brother and I we must have been too young to be in school because we were at home. And my dad, you know, worked every day. Well, this particular day, and it was like the week before Easter probably, my dad came home in the middle of the day on his lunch hour. And he walks in the back door because the garage was behind the house with a cardboard box. And he walks in. I know we were sitting in the kitchen on the floor. My brother and I were playing at something. And he puts his cardboard box on the floor. Well, I went goofy, of course. You know, and my brother was cool, you know, I mean, but he wasn't into animals like I was. Well, I think my mom about fainted. Because she knew full well. I mean, because what did you run in? He's the good guy, puts the rabbits on the floor. Okay, Rosie, you take care of them and the kids, and off to, back to work he went. So now we got two baby bunnies, and I'm in love. And so, and anyway, so then that weekend, now you need to know about the men in the Norwalk family. They were not given construction skills and fix-it skills. The men in the Norwalk family can't do much. So it was pretty hysterical that weekend watching my dad was trying to build a rabbit hutch, you know, for the backyard. And he managed to pull that off. So we had this hutch out in the backyard. And I was the only one that really cared and would feed the bunnies and all of that. But when they weren't in the house and they're outside, you know, it's kind of hard. And then to supervise them if you give them yard time and all of that. Well, anyway, we were too young. And so mom helped, you know, and I had cottontail. My brother had smudge because his little bunny had a little gray smudge on its nose. And I loved those bunnies. We had to keep them separate, though, because you didn't spay and neuter bunnies back then. Because this was, you know, a few centuries ago. And so they had to be separated. They didn't get it. And finally, my mother helped me understand that they were not getting a good quality of life. And that so we should find them a better home. And so my mom called her on all of that. And she said, well, we're really fortunate because Woodland Park Zoo would take the bunnies. So we thought, oh, so they'll live at the zoo with lots of bunnies and it'll be one. So off we went with our bunnies to Woodland Park Zoo. And I was very, it's one of my very few memories from way back when. But I remember walking into this room with the box and bunnies. And it was a huge room. But it was like a regular indoor room and had like a linoleum floor and all of that. And it was huge. And it was full of rabbits all over the place. And so we were able to, and we let our rabbits go and stuff. And then home we went. Well, and so, you know, I won't go home thinking my bunnies are living a wonderful life. And it wasn't, I don't know how long it was after that until I learned the truth, which is my bunnies didn't get to live a whole life. My bunnies were food for other animals at the zoo, which I'm crying because they were my bunnies, not because there's something wrong with that. I mean, this is Mother Nature and all of that. It's just as a little kid when you realize your bunnies were eaten. Please don't make this kind of mistake with your family, with your kids. You know, the moment of excitement and the wonder of having them is a wonderful thing, but it isn't worth it. They have souls, too. They have feelings. So keep that in mind. And don't do it unless you can be reasonable. You know, because then what did we do? We let them all go at Green Lake and around the zoo or over in on the east side. Remember? And then we all these domestic bunnies running wild, and now we got sanctuaries full of rabbits and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, we need to be more responsible. And if you have house bunnies, another sad story. My husband, you know, who isn't no longer alive at this point, but when he was a kid, he had a house bunny. Well, no one told him, you know, how to care properly for a bunny, and Easter rolled around, and you know, he'd get Easter baskets with the plastic grass and stuff. He put the plastic grass and stuff in the bunny house for his bunny. The rabbit ate it, and it killed the bunny. So be careful. Don't put Easter real bunnies in Easter baskets with the fake grass and all of that, because they eat that kind of stuff. Okay? And bunnies, when you're raising them, they need to wear their teeth down, because they're rodents. Their teeth grow constantly. So my first house bunny, his name was Algernon. And he was a wonderful bunny, and he slept with me at night under the covers every night. And every night we'd eat a Reese's peanut butter cup together. Didn't know then he didn't give bunnies chocolate, but okay, we ate them. They were great. Anyway, nobody told me when I raised him that you had to have wood or something for them to chew on to wear their teeth down. So his teeth kept growing, and they get long enough, they start to curl, and they can't eat. I had to learn how to cut my rabbit's teeth off with pinking shears. Yeah, because, you know, if they don't learn that growing up, they don't develop it. So I had to always cut his teeth. So those are little things you need to know about bunnies. And they're really big on chewing cords and stuff. So you need to, and all of that. But they can be house trained. They can be litter box trained just like cats can. Like Algernon, when he lived with me, the house we lived in was three stories. And my bedroom was on the third story, and that's where his litter box was in the cage up there. And so if he was down in the living room with us and he had to go to the bathroom, he'd run out of the room, and then there's a big staircase going, and you'd hear him go, ka-thump, 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 thump, ka-thump, thump, and he'd thump his way all the way up the bedroom, and he'd go, and then he'd thump, thump, thump all the way down. So there can be really good at house training. So they can be, I remember recommending for somebody I counseled on the top floor of a penthouse, top floor of a condo in concrete downtown Seattle. And so the best pets were, he ended up getting a couple of house rabbits and had great, you know, great life with bunnies on the top of the condo because you don't have to walk them and take them outside. So anyway, all right. So that's your Easter stuff for the day. And, oh, golly, I got to tell you, wonderful animal TV again. Dr. Jeff is back. And so we've had Dr. Jeff marathons on Animal Planet the last two Saturdays. And new shows this season are at 8 p.m. on Saturday nights, and then they repeat the last week's new show at 9 on Saturday evenings. And they've been doing marathon Dr. Jeff's all along. But I see that show, and I am blown away every week at what a saint this man is. And if you want to know, and especially if you're a veterinarian, I encourage you to watch it to know what it truly means to serve as a veterinarian. Unbelievable, and the work that he does. And just to let you know, I mean, it's probably the only vet practice in the country that is charging reasonably for their services. Now, on the new show last night, a woman came in with a very young puppy, you know, maybe like the 6 to 8 week years old, you know, and very young, and had a split soft palate. Okay. Now, this was a rescue puppy, but she was there because she'd gone to other vets, and they were saying that it could be repaired. Take a guess at what she was quoted to surgically repair a soft palate on a rescue puppy. $7,000. Well, goes in to see Dr. Jeff, looks at it. Yeah, we can fix it. You know, it's going to be a little tight because the puppy's so small. $400 to $500, whole thing. Now, that is a reasonable charge for, you know, because they showed us everything, you know, and what it really took. That was reasonable. But that's what's going on. And we won't get me started on that. But so you have to keep things in mind. But if you see that, you see that charging reasonably makes sense. It doesn't make sense to, I mean, a rescue puppy, who can pay rescue $7,000? You know, that's a death certificate for that puppy unless there's someone who will do it at a reasonable rate. And it's just over and over and over again with that kind of stuff. And then you know what they did? During the COVID and the lockdowns and all of that, we know, well, seniors are at most risk. And when they didn't know and it wasn't safe for people to go out, you know what they did? They went to the senior care centers. They loaded up all their animals and carriers and brought them into their vet. And they spayed them or neutered them or vaccinated them or check them out, did everything need to be done, free forever, and then took them back. So the seniors didn't have to come out. They think of those kind of things and do that. Jess, can you imagine if all veterinary practices served in that way? We wouldn't have near the problems we have with animals these days. So, all right, that's my soapbox. Okay. Now you guys better get on your phones and give us something to do in the next hour. We are going to change gears now and help Diane do her homework. And dancing is required. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on your feet and join the love train with us. I'm going to cruise through and pick you up. We're getting us all charged up for the day and the week. And in order to get the spiritual juices flowing, I energize up the Love Train song with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Animal World continues. We've got another hour to go. Pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues. Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.